The Trade and Industry Minister,
Ecos Piogabra, admitted that his visit, which was unannounced, was to check attendance of work of public as well as private sector workers, especially after a New Year's Day holiday, which was also a Friday.
There are public servants who will choose not to come to work on the day such as the 2nd of January, treat it as a holiday or vacation. And at the same time, it is not clicked or clocked or ticked off from their official vacations. And then they'll be still claiming all the vacations in the course of the year as if they haven't taken a day off. So it's just one of the interesting things that takes place in the public sector. It may even take place in some private institutions. We want to make clear that even on this first working day of 2015, the Ministry of Trade and Industry is at work. In particular, we have come all the way from Accra to talk about to take a look not only at the agencies working under the ministry, but also at the port of Takoradi, which is a very important channel for imports and exports. But with regards to the Free Zones Board, I happen to be the chairman of the Ghana Free Zones Board in my capacity as Minister of Trade and Industry. So obviously, I take a special interest in some of the things that you are trying to do. Among those things is the fact that the Sekendi or Sama enclave is one that has attracted the interest of some foreign investors. And I've had the privilege of meeting a number of groups of American and Asian investors who wish to bring in their own money and develop the industrial park and attract additional companies from other parts of the world. So these are more or less people who are managers of industrial parks. They invest and manage the industrial parks and then attract other companies to actually set up factories and manufacturing plants in these parks. And we are privileged that Ghana has already attracted some of these companies who are now examining our opportunities here. But they've also told us that they're comparing us to two other major African countries to see which of the three will be ideal for their operations.
Mr. Spiogabra noted that under a 1.5 billion CDE Ghana infrastructure investment fund to be established, more industrial parks will be identified and developed in the course of the year.
In the course of the year, we wish to identify other industrial parks. Under the budget for 2015, the Ghana Infrastructure Fund is being established with a size of 1.5 billion has been attributed to this Ghana Infrastructure Investment Fund. And industrial parks are recognized as industrial infrastructure. And so we expect that the industrial parks can qualify for funding under the GIIF when it becomes fully operational. So we want the Free Zones Board to make more progress, identify other, you know, other pieces of land around the whole of Ghana and talk to chiefs who are willing to give 5,000, 3,000, 4,000, 1,000 type acreages for industrialization. Because when you talk to Western Region residents, they say that this region is the wealthiest region of the country.
The Western Regional Officer of the Ghana Free Zones Board, Frederick Osei Adumaku, had this to say.
As a free zone entity, our main operational area is to facilitate trade and investment opportunities, and as a result, creating certain incentive packages that will entice investors to take advantage of the economic and business potentials within the country in order to create employment for our people to also get job doing. And by so doing, there are some packages that allow those engaged in the scheme for tax-free on certain imports and then other facilities that will facilitate their operation to help them expand faster. How some of the incentive packages are the exemption of both import direct and indirect taxes on any imports that will facilitate the activities of those who have registered and located under the scheme, like importing machineries and other raw materials to support your operations. All the taxes that are supposed to be paid on those things will be waived as a result of the scheme, so that your cost of production and other things will be minimized, and then your expansion and then the growth rate will also be enhanced in that order. You will also allow for 10 years tax-free. You will be expecting to pay something between 4% and 50% now.
The minister's next point of call was the Takoradi port, where he was given up-to-date information on ongoing expansion works and also interacted with workers and other service providers there. From Takoradi in the Western Region, I am Mary Azizunde, reporting for Radio Ghana.